Thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. It's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. And tonight, the indie rock sounds of the Walters. The Walters just released a new single called She's Gonna Leave You. They're about to head out on their first national tour, but they'll be at the Metro on Thursday with the Orwells. And the Walters are Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, and Charlie Eckhouse, and they are in studio around the table right now. You guys are on fire. The Walters are hot, and they're ready to get hotter, right?
Ripping hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before we hear music from you guys, I mean, this is it's such a great time to have a band in studio. On Thursday, you guys are out on tour for 3 months. Talk about this. Talk about the idea of putting a tour together and what you have to do as musicians, but also as, I guess, people to get ready for a three-month tour.
We don't know what to do, man. This is going to be an experiment.
We actually just started band therapy, so we're trying to, you know, keep it together.
It's a good thing, yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a big, I mean, we were talking about this in the break. I mean, to be young musicians, you guys are all right around 25 years old, to make the move to go on a three-month tour, you got to put a lot of things aside, like day jobs and apartments and all this kind of stuff. I mean, talk about that. Let's talk about, like, Charlie, I know you're going to have to give up a day job to do this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave a day job, but it's going to be fun and, you know, I don't know. Looking forward to traveling.
There's a lot of artists that's the crux. You're at the crux. You're right now making a decision. I and so many comics and actors who say, you know what, it's time to go to L.A., man. It's time to go to New York. I'm changing my life. This is that moment for
you
guys.
This is the jump off for us. So
what goes into that? Do you have good positive forces in your life? They're like, do it, or is it against the grain? Or people are like, no, Charlie, don't do it.
No, there's a lot of support. We all have a lot of support from our families and, you know, I don't think we'd be here without them. And
mm-hmm. I got a newborn baby. He's going to live with my parents for a couple
really?
Months. So, yeah.
There you go. See,
that's big, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, the stakes get a little higher over yep. here, huh? Well, congratulations on a newborn. Yeah, what's thanks. It mean for you, though, to jump out and do this passion play? The Walters are hot. We'll hear the music in just a second. But, I mean, this is a big moment for you, too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. It's tough leaving him for this long, but it's going to be good in the long run, so it's going to be fun, too.
We hope.
Yeah.
We're banging.
Good to put that in there. Yeah. So let's talk about the music, guys. I mean, you guys have been together just over 2 years' time. You guys have done a couple mini albums. You've done single. You put the single out. A new album is on the way. You guys are working on it right now. Talk about your sound and what makes you guys unique. We're going to hear you right after the break here, but what do we need to know about the Walters?
Well, the Walters, we like to, you know, bring back a lot of the, you know, the old and a lot of like the beachy kind of things of the past.
60s vibes, kind of.
60s vibes. It kind of reinvented with the help of Charlie, our drummer, who produces us. He kind of brings this new age thing to it. But yeah, it's kind of laid back. Me and MJ switch off with the vocals and it's a lot of back and forth, and then we have our master, Walter, shredding on the lead guitar. So he takes away a lot of pressure.
Piping hot, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the Walters is music that like your dad or grandma might actually enjoy.
Well, there you go. Where's it come from? I mean, Charlie, you know, you were sort of checked as the guy who produces the sound. Why go with that sound? I mean, that's a sound that, you know, is obviously iconic, but it's a sound from the past. What do you do to make it the future?
Ooh. That's a tough question.
Well, I mean, Ableton.
I think it just kind of it came about. We weren't really trying to go for anything specific, but that was kind of just the sound that came out of us as a collective of individuals. We've kind of just ran with it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get the sound check in the break, and then we will hear live music from the Walters. They just released a new single in January called She's Gonna Leave You. They're gonna be at Metro on Thursday. The Walters, of course, Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, and Charlie Eckhouse. We will take a quick break here live from Studio 435, and we will hear music from the Walters. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, of course, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the indie rock sounds of the Walters. They just released a new single called She's Gonna Leave You. They're about to head out on their national tour, but before they do that, they're going to be at Metro on Thursday with the Orwells. The Walters are Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, and Charlie Eckhouse on the drums. And here is the song, I Love You So.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. You're everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder. Giving me your love when you are down and need another. I've gotta get away and let you go. I've gotta get over.
Come on back to the table, guys. The Walters in live studio 435 tonight. I Love You So. The Walters, Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, Charlie Eckhouse. They are going to be at Metro on Thursday night with the Orwells. Jump on back in. That's great, guys. Yeah, you can tell. You can hear that kind of like very sort of, you know, almost like a traditional ballad, if you will. You know,
thank you.
So let's talk about the music some more. You guys, you know, have been putting out sort of mini albums, EPs, and the single, of course, and you're working on new material. When you go out on tour, like you're going on Thursday, how much of it is material that you have already worked out, a set list that you worked out here in Chicago, you know what you're going to play, and how much of it is working with the new music that you guys are working on?
For this tour, a lot of it's going to be the stuff that we've already had out, because there's so many people that have been waiting to see us live. So we definitely want to play the songs that they've, you know, already grown to love. And then we mix in a few newer ones, I guess.
How do you guys keep that fresh? I mean, is that something that as musicians, I always wonder about that. Like as musicians, do you get to a point when you're in week two of a tour and you're like, let's try that other song. Yeah. How does that work?
Well, we don't really know yet, but.
Strong drugs.
I think that, I think that the songs, the way we play them live, are like a lot different than the way they're recorded anyway. So hopefully it'll be fresh for people who haven't seen us yet.
You know, for you guys, you just mentioned the idea that a lot of people want to see you live. And you're talking about an audience that you guys have been able to harness and develop because of the internet. I mean, it's changed the way music is, but a lot of people know your stuff that might be living in Milwaukee or other places that might be further away that have never seen you guys before. You know, when you talk about that, the idea that the music sounds different than how you recorded it and did it live. I mean, do you try when you're introducing your music to someone who knows it specifically only from Bandcamp or from wherever to your live sound? Do you think about trying the consistency and making sure that it sounds similar?
You know, like, we made our first album without ever playing together live, which is kind of different than how most people go about it. So some of the songs naturally changed when we practiced them because we kind of want to do different things because it's fun to get louder, you know. But I think we've made changes to songs in the past. So some songs we play now, we used to play live, and they're totally different. So it's just always different.
Do you guys like, I mean, do you guys consider yourself, I mean, such an interesting time to be musicians with the fact that you can produce material and put it up on your site and you don't have to spend a million dollars to put something together. Do you guys consider yourselves a studio band, a live band? Where do you consider yourself at your strength?
Well, they're both equally different, and some people will say they'd rather see us live than listen to the recordings, but I mean, we started off studio based, like Walter said, but our live show has, you know, garnered some success just because people keep coming to see us in Chicago. the live show is a lot more energetic. Walter usually takes his shirt off, so...
In the studio or on stage?
On stage. Okay. Yeah.
Studio gets awkward, but on stage, perfect.
On stage, that's our secret weapon. If we're ever really need it
really need
and we're
push.
Really tanking, right. Walter takes his shirt off. And
But it happens every show, so I guess we always tank.
Well, I mean, you guys talk about playing live here in Chicago. I mean, where's the best place to see the Walters? Where do you guys like to play the most?
We did like the Double Door, but I guess that's not open anymore.
We're fans of Shuba's, Lincoln Hall. Hopefully we played at Metro early on in our career. It wasn't our shining.
There's like 10 people there. Yeah. really sad,
that's good because you can make your return on Thursday. You know?
We'll show those 10 people.
We'll show those. At least double, you're still on your way, right? That's how it works. It's good. Yeah. In studio with us tonight, Studio 435, the band The Walters. Their single you can find, She's Gonna Leave You. They got new material which should be coming out this year. They're about to head out on a national tour, but before they do that, they will be at Metro, which is sort of like, I would say, like the going away party. Like that's a jam, like that's for all your Chicago faithful to come out and have one last party before you guys get in the van and head.
And then after party at Chop Shop.
Oh, there you go.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
Is that happening? I love it. There's a band meeting here.
There's a pre-party, too, at Gingerman.
G-Man.
Yeah. G-Man.
All right, so G-Man, Metro, and then Chop Shop. Got it. The Walters
then
are Luke.
Hopefully not going to jail.
Yeah. Well, after the party, there's a hotel lobby, but that's a different thing. The Walters are Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, and Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, Charlie Eckhouse. And we'll take a quick break. We'll get an update with Rob in the news, and we'll come back. We got two more live songs here at Studio 435. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435, the best live performance Chicago has to offer right here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. A guest in studio tonight, and this is very exciting to have him here. The Walters, they're about to head out on a national tour, their first one. Very exciting to be here. I feel like I'm a part of it already. I feel that's good. The Walters are Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, Charlie Eckhouse. They're playing at Metro on Thursday, pre-party at G-Man, after-party at Chop Shop. A lot going on with this band, but they're about to perform again here in Studio 435. Here is the track, Sweet Marie. Take it away, guys. Yeah, all right. The Walters in studio, 435. I love it. The track Sweet Marie, the Walters, Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, Charlie Eckhouse. They just released a new single, She's Gonna Leave You, but they are about to head out on a national tour. First, they'll be at Metro on Thursday with the Orwells. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break, Pete? Why don't we do that? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more, and then we'll hear one more track with the Walters live at Studio 435. Stay with us. Welcome back to Studio 435. Here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, in studio, the indie rockers, the Walters. They are going to be at Metro on Thursday night with the Orwells. They're about to head out on a national tour. The Walters are Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, and Charlie Eckhouse. They are around the table here. We'll hear one more track before we wrap up here. You know, we were talking in the break. Last week we had the punk band Absolutely Not on the program in Studio 435. And it wasn't the first time we talked about, but they talked about house shows in Chicago. You know, and when I asked you guys about house shows, your face lit up. I mean, this is something you guys know as well. I'm just to refresh the memories of people who might be listening. This is the idea of DIY shows that are done in living rooms and basements around the Chicago area. But it used to be sort of, hey, that's what I do because I'm a teenager and I, you know, when my friend's over while my parents are out of town, right? That's sort of the, mm-hmm. the 90s stereotype that I'm throwing out. But it has become like its own circuit, like in the way that bands come up and out of that and they're ready, they're battle-tested, they're ready to go. Talk about your guys' experience with house shows.
Well, the first two shows we ever played were house shows. I mean, we've played quite a bit of house shows. Yeah, man, that's how Chicago kind of works, I feel. You start getting hot in the house scene, and that really, you know, because, I mean, these kids, you know, you go to these parties, and whether a band's playing or not, it's usually a fun party. And then, you know, you play a show, and it's just rowdy, and it's something I feel like people just, like, always have a good feeling about, you know.
And these are, I mean, mostly in Chicago. I mean, is there a suburban, sort of circuit as well, or is it just Chicago?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I mean, the Orwells are from Elmhurst, and I think that they were doing that before they came down to the city in Elmhurst. But, I mean, in Chicago, it's just like a driving force behind the music scene
really?
Here. Yeah, it just, you know, the venues, I feel like, are bringing in bands that appeal to these people in this DIY scene.
It's amazing to me, too, we were talking about last week, that, you know, they were code names for the houses and all this kind of stuff that they were bringing up that I had no concept. I mean, I really do. I want to show my age, but as a 40, you know, 2-year-old, I'm like, there's really? It's not just Jake and his roommates from Columbia throwing a party?
I mean, no, we know them.
You know them, yeah. I mean, it feels like it's much more sort of formalized than I would ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the people who, you know, run them, got their name for their spot, and, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout out La Cubierta.
You don't post the address?
The rules,
no.
Yeah, it's very serious, man.
I love it. And there are. I mean, you guys, I mean, I'm only thinking the people we've had the conversation with, Absolutely Not. Twin Peaks was in here, and Twin Peaks talked about the house parties and getting their start at certain house parties in Logan Square or Rogers Park. I mean, this is – you're right when you say it used to be, and it feels like it might still be, but – the idea that you'd want to play all these different rooms, you'd want to play Empty Bottle, and then you want to play Hideout, and maybe you want to play, I don't know what the other, you know, like keep going through, and that's how a band got their name, but it truly is a different scene and a different way to get your name out in these days.
It's how you meet the bands, too. Like, you play a house show, and you meet bands, and they're like, yeah, we have a show at, like, we played Shuba's, our first venue show was Shuba's, and that's because we met the Orwells at a house show, you know?
That's great. I love it. I love Chicago.
Walter's really good, too. He's like... he's
everybody like loves Walter.
What's not to love?
They really got a lane for you.
Well, it's like every house show has to have a theme, so if I'm there, that's a theme.
It's a theme. Walter. Walter's there. All right, you guys working on a new album. What's it going to sound... I mean, is this a developing sound for you guys? Is it similar to what you guys have put out before? What can you tell us about the new album?
Well, it's in early development, but we're going to try to keep going on what we've started, you know, keep keep that sound rolling and hopefully not disappoint our fans.
Well, okay, you're going on a, I mean, how's this work? You're going on a 3-month tour starting on what, Friday?
Thursday.
So how do you guys work on new material? I mean, do you have to be disciplined enough to say, okay, let's all get together and work on this song? Or is it essentially wake up, get to where you need to get, sound check, wake up, get to where you have to get, sound check? I mean, how do you work on new material when you're in the grind of a national tour?
We don't know yet.
It might be postponed until after.
I'll be disappointed in that if I don't hear that you guys did not also create the new record while you're on tour.
We've been putting some work in knowing that we were leaving, because we didn't know that we were going with the Orwells, you know, until like, when did we find out?
Late January.
So, yeah, we were planning on, you know, using that 2.5-3 months or whatever for working on the album. Mm-hmm. So when we found out we were going, we were like, okay, like let's get in the studio a little bit, get a few things started. And so once we come back, we'll be able to hit the ground running.
It's amazing. I mean, for you to be young musicians heading out for 3 months, and we talked about the commitments that you have, that you are, you know, you have to put on postpone or leave behind or family members, things like that. You know, when you talk about it as musicians, are you prepared for, have you thought about the rigors of doing a show every other night and keeping yourselves somewhat, I guess the word would be healthy, like as you embark as a sort of rowdy rock band on the road?
We're bringing a lot of workout gear on the road.
Yeah, we got our BOSU ball. I don't know if you know what a BOSU ball is. Well, we swear by it.
Got a kombucha cooler.
Kombucha, a lot of kombucha. Yeah.
I have different essential oils. We can
together.
Lavender.
Eucalyptus.
No, it sounds like you guys have taken this real serious. I no doubt about it. You got it figured out.
Walter's been packing for like
5 years.
He started packing before we even started the band. He's like, I know I'm going to be going.
Well, I feel like a new segment of checking in with the band, checking in with the Walters every other week to see how you guys are doing. Like a reality, like a documentary.
We'd be open to it.
All right, good. That's good. I'm going to take you up on that. All right, you guys got one more song in you. What are you guys going to play tonight?
Last song is called What's Left, and MJ is going to take the lead vocals on this one.
What's Left, the Walters. I jump up and they're getting in position here in Studio 435. They're going to perform What's Next. The Walters, you can find their music. They just released a single in January called She's Gonna Leave You. And they're about to head out on a national tour. They kind of started on a Metro on Thursday with the Orwells. That's who's they're on tour with. The Walters are Luke Olson, Walter Kosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, and Charlie Eckhaus. And here they are with the last track at Studio 435. You guys ready? Take it away.
Like nothing happened, but our time. don't say we're through.
Walters in studio 435. They're at Metro on Thursday night with the Orwells. They are Luke Olson, Walter Cosner, Michael Tirabassi, Danny Wells, Charlie Eckhouse. They are about to head out on their national tour. And if we can play our cards right, we'll get an update with them in a couple weeks. Find out where they're at. It's a pleasure, guys. Thanks for coming in and being part of studio 435. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Man.